The Holy Gospel according to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 1 through 9.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Again, he began to teach by the sea. Such a very large crowd gathered around him that he got into a boat on the sea and sat there, while the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land. He began to teach them many things in parables. And in his teaching, he said to them, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds, they came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground where it didn't have much soil, and it sprang up quickly since it had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. It yielded no grain. Other seed fell into good soil and brought forth grain, growing up and increasing and yielding 30 and 60 and 100-fold. And he said, "Let anyone with ears to hear listen." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated as I greet you with that wonderful grace of God. I knew today would be a record day, so I've got an extra long sermon. Always helpful to have a lot of fans out there. It makes the bishop feel good. No, today, isn't this an exciting day? An exciting day to be the church. Not only have you, Dan, and the people of Queen Anne been waiting for this day, I have as well. Let me tell you why. One of the great joys of serving the office of bishop is the opportunity to see how gifted this church is and our grace-laden lay and rostered people. St. Paul is spot on when he says that the body of Christ is made up of so many differing gifts according to the grace given. Dear Dan, your grace gift? God has graced you with the gift of teaching the scriptures. And Dan teaches the scriptures not as a subject matter, but scripture as God's living word. In Dan's generosity, he shared his gifts throughout our church and synod, and it's been delightful to see people's ears and eyes opened as people discover the God of grace. The God of grace, grace, grace. Yes, Dan, the Spirit moves through you to teach the word in a way that it comes to life in the listener. When Dan teaches, it inspires, it disturbs, it makes sense, confuses, it surprises, it comforts, it conflicts, it forms and it shapes. Let's just say, Dan, when you preach the word, it does not return empty. So it is from the early days of our meeting, I've had a proper affection for Dan, and I've always called him Rabbi. Rabbi Dan. Daniel's a really good rabbi name. Rabbi Peterson. And not that Dan doesn't have a pastoral heart. His heart is full of care for God's people. But even in his pastoral heart so leans into the Word of God because Dan is so clear that only God's Word has the power to heal and to comfort God's people. So this day means a great deal to me because Dan and I have been praying. We have been praying these last years for the right congregation to be moved by the Holy Spirit, to be open to receiving, a rabbi as a Lutheran pastor. Yes, teaching pastor. A congregation that would deeply appreciate that the way God has graced you, Dan, to be pastor of the congregation where the cornerstone of your ministry is so clearly laid upon the teaching of God's word. A congregation that would clearly understand that a rabbi needs to be surrounded by gifted lay people who will use their grace-given gifts for administration, for stewardship, for visitation, for liturgy, community building, so that you can be church together. A rabbi cannot do it alone. So we are many, we are reminded. We are many, we who are many are one in the body of Christ. Yes, Rabbi Dan, today it's a great joy to install you as rabbi pastor of the congregation we prayed for, Queen Anne Lutheran Church. Did you know you were being prayed for? It's a dangerous thing to pray. In our gospel text, it really captures for us that Jesus was a rabbi. Jesus was a teacher. Not to mention the fact that you notice where he does his teaching from? The boat, wise rabbi. And again, he began to teach beside the sea, and such a very large crowd gathered around him that he got into a boat on the sea and he sat there while the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land. And he began to teach them many things in parables. Yes, Rabbi Dan, great teachers meet the people on their own waters. Yes, great teachers use the language of their students. Great teachers teach with story. Great teachers don't pretend to have all the answers, so they tell parables. And they ask good questions that create generous and holy space for God's people to be able to let God's word take hold of their lives. The crowds that were building to hear the rabbi from Nazareth were very familiar with the dirt of Palestine. They understood how profoundly challenging, at times nearly impossible, it was to produce a harvest in rocky, thorn-infested, arid soil. And in his teaching to them, he said, listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path. And he didn't say it here, but I bet it was the damn birds came and ate it. Other seed fell on rocky ground. It didn't have much soil, so it springs up and no depth. And so when the sun rose on a day like today, it was scorched. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain. This scattering seed business, Dan, doesn't always produce great results. Palestine, unlike Iowa, is not the breadbasket of the world. So what does it take in Palestine? What does it take in Seattle? It takes an incredibly generous farmer, willing to cast seed wherever he can spread it, hoping that it might land in some good soil. Dan knows that this parable is not about guilting people into becoming good soil. It's often how it's preached. This parable is about our incredibly generous and abundant God and how wide we need to spread the word of God, trusting that it seed itself in the one in whom it can have life. The parable is about trusting the God of the harvest to produce. And you have been so generous in the way you've cast the seed, the word of God, taking every advantage there is, opportunity to share God's word. Dan's never limited himself to casting seed just before good Lutherans, or just before believers, or only inside the four walls of the church. In fact, I know how passionate Dan is engaging in deep listening with those who have never heard God's word and those who are quick to take issue with it. Because Dan knows that in those kinds of engagements, that Dan is as likely as the one challenging to hear God's word in life-giving ways. So, Dan, I want to encourage you, continue to be bold and generous and far-reaching. Because other seed fell into good soil, and it brought forth grain growing up and increasing and yielding 30, 60, 100-fold. Now, the truth is, good soil is not something that we always know when we see it. Have you ever seen a tree growing out of a solid rock formation? Yeah. Someplace in that rock is some good soil. Well, Rabbi, my hope is that Queen Anne Lutheran will raise up some very lavish casters under Dan's leadership. Like Jesus, you'll be word spreaders, and you will not be found just in the Queen Anne Lutheran Synagogue, but you'll be out in the community of Queen Anne. And you will go even as far as the village of Seattle, or the village of Ballard, or Magnolia, or Finney Ridge, and be sure and come and spread some seed in Renton. Cast some seed, the word of God, my way. And may it be said of Queen Anne Lutheran Church, look how they have grown without a parking lot. Because the crowds first heard the word in the community, and they were hungry to hear more. And Jesus said, let anyone with ears to hear listen. Amen.